Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did your favorite rapper rock the mic and tell the future? While lyrics can definitely resonate with what we see going on today, here are four times rappers actually predicted the future with their lyrics. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Rappers talk about everything in their songs, but what about those times when they actually foretold the future? Consider these examples of songs that gave us a preview of events to come. Killer Priest, in his 1998 song Information, predicted wiretapping by the National Security Agency. Of course, the government's been spying on us since at least the 1950s with COINTELPRO, but in 2001, the Patriot Act made it official. Mr. Busta Rhymes not only predicted planes flying into buildings as on 9/11, but his album cover also showed Lower Manhattan engulfed in flames. If his 1998 song Against All Odds was just rapping, that's a mighty coincidence. On his 2007 track Hard Times, The Game not only predicted Barack Obama would become president, but also that Obama would be the one to catch bin Laden. And then there's the Goody Mob. These members of Southern rap royalty released Cell Therapy in 1995, and in doing so, warned us about smartphones, increased gentrification, and even the social effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The honesty of these lyrics not only provided us with dope music, they also showed us the ways they experienced the world. Whether these songs were prophetic or not, we should always tell the stories of our experiences and our voices. Our blackness, that's the future. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.